Viewpoint on Mormonism, the program that examines the teachings of The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints from a biblical perspective. Viewpoint on Mormonism is sponsored by Mormonism Research Ministry. Since 1979, Mormonism Research Ministry has been dedicated to equipping the body of Christ with answers regarding the Christian faith in a manner that expresses gentleness and respect. And now, your host for today's Viewpoint on Mormonism.
Is Mormonism closer to Islam than it is Christianity? Welcome to this edition of Viewpoint on Mormonism. I'm your host, Bill McKeever, founder and director of Mormonism Research Ministry. And with me today is Eric Johnson, my colleague at MRM. Well, ever since 9/11, you can scarcely turn on television or radio without hearing something about Islam. And of course, recently in the news has been mentioned the atrocities that are going on in northern Iraq by a group that's known as the Islamic State of Iraq and Syria, better known as ISIS, a group that was started by a guy by the name of Abu Bakr al-Baghdadi, who is trying to create an Islamic state or a caliphate across Iraq and Syria. And of course, the efforts by this group is causing a lot of heartache and tragedy among many of the Christians in northern Iraq, as well as a smaller group known as the Yazidi, which is another Kurdish group that is probably more connected to ancient Zoroastrianism. And for people who don't know really what Zoroastrianism is, Eric, how would you capsulize very quickly what that belief entails?
Well, it is a very small religion, probably has fewer than a couple of million across the world, but it's a monotheistic religion that was founded by the philosopher Zoroaster, and he tried to simplify the pantheon of gods that were available in Iran at the time, current-day Iran, former-day Persia. And so they are, again, believers in one god that's been going on since the 6th century BC.
Now, because they are not considered orthodox by many in the professing Islamic world, of course, they're going to have the disdain of much of the Islamic world that is against them, but they're also kind of connected in some way to Sufi Islam, Sufism, yeah, which is the more mystic branch of Islam.
The whirling dervishes are probably most known around the world for performing the dances that they get into a trance. And if you've ever watched it, it's pretty incredible. But yeah, those two groups in that area of the world right now are a very persecuted people.
Very persecuted. And of course, many of us would be very concerned specifically because there are Christians that are involved. But I don't think that should stop us from being concerned about the Yazidi people as well. Even though we don't share our beliefs, the atrocities that are being foisted upon them are certainly something that we should abhor and cry out against. But anyway, Islam, of course, dominates the news almost every day now. And I'm sorry, folks, I don't think it's going away. I don't know what we can possibly do to make this problem go away.
Well, especially here in the United States, we're getting reports that there are terrorists among us, and they have been secretly coming perhaps through Mexico and other places where it's easy to get through. So 9/11 was not the end. It was just the beginning.
It was just the beginning. And unless someone of the likes of a Martell the Hammer comes on the scene, I don't see this ever going away. And I don't see anyone like that coming on the scene.
Yeah, Charles Martel in the 7th century beat back the Islamic takeover of Europe and France, and they say without Charles Martel the Hammer, as you called him, that today we probably would all be Muslims.
The question that we asked at the beginning of the show, is Mormonism more similar to Islam than it is Christianity? Now, you might say, well, that sounds almost silly, because if we talk to most Latter-day Saints, they more often will want to equate themselves with Christianity, sometimes even evangelical Christianity, and you never hear them bragging publicly, oh no, we're actually more like Islam. But there's some interesting comments that have been made in the past, and we want to bring them to your attention. And one of them is from Noel Reynolds. He was cited by a guy by the name of Spencer Palmer, and this is what he said to a group of Muslims that he was speaking to.
And just so you know, Noel Reynolds was a mission president, and he said, There are many important elements of Mormon thought in which we feel closer to the followers of Muhammad than to the contemporary Christian culture in which we have been located since our beginnings.
Now, when I first read that statement, I thought, well, okay, I can see a lot of similarities, but to actually admit that openly, I thought, wow, that's quite a confession, because I don't think a lot of Mormons would want to make that kind of a connection. Of course, he was speaking to a group of Muslims at the time, and sometimes people will say things in order to cozy up to the audience, but that's quite an amazing statement. But it's not really the only one that's been made like that.
Yeah, in 2003, in an article for Foundation for Apologetic Information and Research, better known as FAIR, David Stewart wrote this: Latter-day Saints recognize Muslims as brothers and sisters, children of our Heavenly Father, with whom we can find much common ground.
Of course, a Mormon could say that with just about any group, any religious group, because Mormonism does hold to the position that all of humankind are literal brothers and sisters born to our heavenly parents in the pre-existence. And because we are here in mortality, we at least believed in Jesus and his cause in the pre-existence, which of course makes you wonder, well, how come they don't now? Well, that's because in Mormonism, any memory of the pre-existence was wiped away through mortal birth. And so now all of us as humans are here to prove ourselves worthy to get back into the presence of Heavenly Father. And of course, in order to prove ourselves worthy, we have to embrace Joseph Smith as a true prophet of God and follow the dictates of Mormonism. If we don't, we will end up likely in a lower form of Mormon heaven known as either the terrestrial or telestial kingdom. And so you would have to say that those that are in Islam right now really are not following the true prophet, even though they think they are. And of course, that prophet is Muhammad. But if they want to follow the true faith, they would have to follow the prophet Joseph Smith. Now, I don't know of any Muslim who would ever recognize Joseph Smith at all, but that is the premise that Mormons have.
I knew an imam, a leader of a mosque in San Diego, where I'm from. Getting to talk to him about the things that I believed over a course of probably 10 years as I brought students to him so he could teach them about what Islam was all about in these comparative religion classes that I was teaching. And he wanted to know more about Mormonism one day. So we sat down and talked, and I shared with him some of the ideas of what Joseph Smith proposed, including the idea that people can become gods. He raised his eyebrows. I'll never forget. He looked at me and he raised his eyebrows and he says, "How can anybody believe such a thing?" I mean, here's a person who doesn't belong to Christianity, of course, but he's monotheistic and understands the differences. When you call yourself a believer in God, and even call yourself a Christian, you're going to think monotheism. And he said, that's not monotheism. I mean, he doesn't believe what I believe as far as Jesus being God. Of course, he would think that I'm also polytheistic, but certainly the idea...
Right, because Allah does not have a son.
Right, he does, and that's taught in the Quran, the sacred scriptures, but he felt he was more closely aligned with me than he would be with anything that I was telling him about Mormonism.
But wouldn't Islam view us, because of our view of the Trinity and their distorted understanding of the Trinity,
sure,
would look at us as being polytheists?
Oh, absolutely.
I mean, the Quran actually talks about that.
Yeah, they think that the Trinity that we're believing is somehow saying that Jesus and Mary are part of this Trinity, and so they have misconceptions, and so sometimes we just have to be able to understand what the Trinity is to explain that we're not worshiping Mary that we're saying there's three separate gods, but rather God the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, who are one God.
I have noticed a lot in recent years of various Mormons, and even to a certain extent, the Mormon Church itself, trying to cozy up to Muslim leaders. You would think, if anything, these Muslim leaders would look at the Mormons as really being the polytheists of our modern days, even though we would constantly say, look, our view of the Trinity does not make us polytheistic. We are very monotheistic in our understanding of the Trinity. Just because they misunderstand it, yep, we get tagged that way. But if there's anybody who would be considered polytheistic in a modern category of that, it would be the Mormons.
And that's what that imam said. He was flabbergasted, I think is the right word I'm looking for, when he heard what they actually believe.
You wrote a booklet a while back, Eric, called Joseph Smith and Muhammad, A Characteristic Comparison Between the Leaders of Mormonism and Islam.
I first wrote it in 1998. We published it as a booklet. It was kind of slow moving. And then all of a sudden in 2001, events from September, and you started to get all kinds of orders over the next year because people thought, well, Islam is now in the news, and they wanted to see what I was saying and how I was comparing Muhammad and Joseph Smith. And I have discovered, I believe, 20 comparisons that are outstanding as far as when you see them, you go, how in the world? How I think lies are told by Satan in the same kind of way. He doesn't have to invent whole new systems. He took what Muhammad did and made Joseph Smith very similar in the same kind of way.
And in this book, you offer some important similarities between Islam and Mormonism, the doctrinal aspect of Islam and Mormonism, mm-hmm. as well as, like you say, the personality comparisons between these two leaders. And for the month of September, we are offering a PDF version of Joseph Smith and Muhammad that we would like to send to your email for a gift of any size to Mormonism Research Ministry. Maybe something just to encourage you to remember that we do have financial obligations at this ministry. And if you could help us out during the month of September, we would love to send you a PDF version of this booklet. I think it has a lot of pertinent information in it that would help Christians better understand why we would make such a comparison as this.
Yeah, I was able to update it in 2009 because we ran out of the original edition. And so in 2009, I have added some new things from the original. And I think a lot of our listeners who enjoy hearing about Mormonism might find this to be fascinating in how Joseph Smith and Muhammad are really very similar in nature in the way that they went about creating their religions.
Tomorrow, we're going to look at some of the things that are included in this booklet, and we do want to look at some of those, as we call them, important similarities, the doctrinal similarities between Islam and Mormonism. I think it might shock a lot of our listeners to see how much they do compare doctrinally. I don't think a lot of people realize this, probably because, well, at least in Utah, they're probably less familiar with Islam than they may be with Mormonism. But in many areas of our country, they're probably not very familiar with either topic. And this is probably going to open their eyes to see just how close these two religions really are when it comes to some of the doctrines that they espouse. So tomorrow we're going to be looking a little closer at Eric's booklet, Joseph Smith and Muhammad.
Thank you for listening. If you would like more information regarding Mormonism Research Ministry, we encourage you to visit our website at www.mrm.org, where you can request our free newsletter, Mormonism Researched. We hope you will join us again as we look at another viewpoint on Mormonism. Would you like to know more about the Mormon religion while learning how to share your Christian faith? Well, on Saturday, September 6th, from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m., MRM's Bill McKeever and Eric Johnson will be delivering their Compassionate Boldness Symposium, Part 2, in Clearfield, Utah. This free PowerPoint presentation includes teaching about the role of Mormon prophets, the Book of Abraham, the LDS doctrine of eternal progression, and what Mormon leaders have taught regarding exaltation and godhood. Now, while it is part two, you don't need to have attended the first part. It all takes place on September 6th at Calvary Chapel, Wasatch Front, which is located at 564 South and 800 East in Clearfield. A question and answer session will follow. If you'd like more information, simply go to mrm.org and click on the link that says Calendar at the upper left side of the homepage. As always, we hope to see you there.